Welcome to The Wild Within, a podcast here to support your soul's journey to awakened living in evolutionary times. I'm your host, Kristen Yates, and together we'll explore topics from mindset and mysticism, consciousness and creativity, to holistic wellness, psychology, spirit plant medicines, embodiment, energetics, and so much more. As we journey together, may these words expand your mind, body, and soul with new perspectives, illuminating the limitless universe, potential, and wild awakening within you. Hello, hello, Kristen here, and I'm coming to you again after about a, 3-year evolutionary journey, taking a hiatus from the podcast and really going inside. I've been doing a lot of, internal personal work. There's also been a lot of external changes, all of the things. It's been a lot, I think I'm not probably the only person that feels like these past 3 years after the pandemic have just really felt like a time warp in many ways. Time has felt simultaneously speeded up and slowed down, but mostly speeded up. But I'm really excited to be back. It feels like the right time to bring the podcast back to life, to revive it with a new energy, a new spirit, new frequency. I can say with all certainty that I'm not the same person that I was. I mean, we're never the same person, but I very much do not feel like the same person that I was 3 years ago. I feel like a very different version of myself. And it's been interesting because I've had moments where I feel like I want to delete everything I've ever created on the podcast, delete all the episodes. Those don't represent, me anymore. But I've decided to keep some of them up and to allow this to be an evolutionary process, just like we are as humans. Nothing that we've ever done or made or explored has been wrong. It may be connected to a past version of ourselves where we may have held different beliefs or values, where we definitely have held a different perspective. But I believe that it is valuable to integrate and embrace all the parts of ourselves as we walk this journey of life. So as you will see, I'm going to be starting the new season with an episode just about that topic, about shadow integration and embracing and calling back in the parts of ourselves that we may have rejected, because it's such an important theme. Embracing the dark and the light, embracing wholeness in our lives and ourselves. So just to introduce the second season of the podcast, I'm not even entirely sure what's going to unfold. This is an exploration into the mystery, into the present moment. There's definitely a part of me that feels like, I want to have things outlined and figured out before presenting them to the world. And recently I'm discovering this is just not the case for many of us, for myself included. As a creative being, I live in what's alive. I dwell in what's alive in the moment. This includes what topics, what themes are inspiring me, are informing me, am I seeing through the work that I'm doing with my clients? What people, which thought leaders do I feel can bring a dynamic perspective to the conversations that I'm having in my community? And so to introduce the season two, this is going to be an exploration of what's alive. I can tell you that I will be bringing both solo shows, delving into topics around my personal journey, around wellness, around consciousness evolution, around work with sacred plant medicines, around different modalities of healing that I have been working with and working with my clients as well as bringing in conversations with thought leaders and authors and experts in different fields of holistic wellness, of consciousness, of spirituality, personal development, self-actualization, and those who are inspiring me. I have so many different paths that I've gone down in my personal study, from years spent living in Southeast Asia to the time that I've spent these past few years in Peru. And I suppose for anyone who's maybe listening to this podcast for the first time or has never heard of me before, met me, you know. Long story short is I have been a nomadic explorer of life, creativity, healing, consciousness, self-development, spirituality for about 14 years, living in different places around the world, and ultimately coming to find, as cliche as it may sound, that really our home is within, you know. So going on that journey outside to discover, to pull different pieces of wisdom, modalities, different tools and teachings and things to try, and then really bringing it back home to myself to find my own way to integrate. And as I've done a lot of healing and integration work within myself, this has come to be, you know, the work that I do in the world, working with people to bring back the different parts of themselves that they've forgotten about, to access a state of wholeness and vitality, of adventure, of creativity. And so through mentorship, through classes, through retreats and journeys, I love to hold space for personal transformation, to witness people really come through this process of coming home to themselves and activating their personal power and their fire. So yeah, coming back to the podcast, I'm going to be bringing in a lot of topics to help you to reconnect the pieces within and to find your medicine within, because truly this is it. You know, this is what we're doing through any sort of healing work is, or creativity work, or personal development, self-actualization, self-mastery, whatever you want to call it, spiritual practices. We're connecting the pieces within, right? As within, so without. Hence the wild within, right? We find that this vast wilderness, the mystery, the wild landscape of everything that we're seeking is actually inside. We are the medicine. There is no person or remedy outside of yourself that is going to give you the answers that you seek. And so through this podcast, my aim is to really quench my own thirst and knowledge and hunger for knowledge and wisdom and tools on this path, as well as to share what I've learned and what is inspiring and exciting to me. So you'll hear me interview, as I said, different thought leaders, authors, etc., who have something incredible to teach, and, you know, really to use this as an opportunity for myself to learn and to share with you all as we each delve into the wildness of our own consciousness, exploring what is possible. These are revolutionary times that we are in, my friends. I feel it more deeply now than ever. I've been living in Peru for about 3 years. I'm going to keep this part short, but I've been through a massive process since probably some of the last podcast episodes that I recorded in the beginning of 2021. And I'm sure there will be a podcast episode where I share a little bit more about this experience, but I've been going through a huge transformation inside, having many realizations, clearing a lot of old patterns, seeing them for what they are, and recognizing that this is all in service of stepping more into expression, more into empowerment in order to help others do that as well. So sharing that to remind you that our evolutionary process often looks a little bit messy. If you also feel like you've been going through massive changes in the last 3 years or so, you're not alone. At least one other person has, I promise. We can talk about it. So it's all good, right? Like, we're shedding our layers. We're discovering more and more our authentic essence within, the wild within, right? The wildness is the wholeness, is the richness, is the diversity, is everything that you are, everything that is possible for you is already alive there, right? Your capacity to fully heal from the inside out is there. The seed is there, right? From every level, I'm talking from the physical level, from the DNA level, all the way to the spiritual level, to our consciousness. Your seeds, the seeds of your potential are planted, and they're already manifesting, right? Like, you're here listening to this. I'm only your mirror. This is coming to you at the right time that you need to hear it from some aspect of yourself. So before I get too philosophical with all of that, I would just like to say welcome. Thank you for being here, joining this community. I'm really excited to gather a tribe of fellow big-hearted humans, you know, seeking greater levels of purpose, fulfillment, meaning in your life, and just here to support one another, you know, support, learn, grow, evolve. So without further ado, welcome, and let's see what this season has in store for us.